This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Someone who traveled with President Joe Biden has tested positive for the coronavirus in Scotland, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Biden administration has confirmed someone who traveled with President Joe Biden to Europe last week received a positive test for COVID-19. The White House says the individual did not have close contact with the president. The person who is fully vaccinated tested positive on a lateral flow rapid test issued by the UK government. The test was required for all attendees at the UN Climate Summit in Scotland. The White House says Biden tested negative on Tuesday. The person who received the positive test is asymptomatic and remains in Scotland to quarantine while undergoing additional tests. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Biden administration has laid out new rules requiring Americans who work for big companies to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by early January or face weekly testing. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The requirements apply to about 84 million people working for companies with 100 or more employees, for another 17 million working at hospitals, nursing homes, and facilities getting Medicare and Medicaid money. There is no testing option. They must be vaccinated. President Biden says he'd prefer not to have such mandates, but the choice is between getting more people vaccinated or prolonging the pandemic. More than two dozen Republican state attorneys general say they'll challenge the rules, which come as GOP-led states have passed laws exempting workers. Top Labor Department lawyer Seema Nanda says precedent allows federal rules to keep workplaces safe.
Laws that conflict would be preempted.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's regional director for Europe said Thursday the continent is now the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic, accounting for 59% of all cases globally. At a virtual news briefing from Copenhagen, Hans Kluge said new cases are approaching record levels, with the Delta variant of the coronavirus driving the surge.
Last week, with nearly 1.8 million new cases and 24,000 new deaths reported, Europe and Central Asia saw a 6% increase and 12% increase respectively as compared to the previous week.
Kluge encouraged nations with low vaccination rates to increase coverage, particularly among priority groups such as the elderly. He urged nations with high vaccination rates and ample supply to share with less fortunate countries. A Russian analyst who provided information for a dossier used in the Trump-Russia investigation has been charged with lying to the FBI. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The case was brought as part of Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's probe of ties between Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. A grand jury indictment issued in federal court in Virginia charges Igor Danchenko with five counts of false statements to the FBI about his sources of information. Danchenko functioned as a source for Christopher Steele, a former British spy paid by Democrats to examine Trump's Russia ties. Steele's dossier was used by federal authorities as they sought surveillance warrants targeting a former Trump campaign aide. However, it had no role in launching the investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Ethiopian government marked the one-year anniversary of fighting between its forces and rebels in the northern Tigray region by suggesting its military is nearing victory. Tigrayan forces, however, say they are advancing on the capital Addis Ababa and that it could fall within months or even weeks. In Washington, State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Thursday urged all parties to end hostilities immediately. That includes the TPLF, that includes the Ethiopian government. U.S. Horn of Africa Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman arrived in Ethiopia Thursday for a two-day visit amid growing concern over the violence. The year-long conflict has killed thousands of civilians and forced more than 2.5 million people in the north to flee their homes. It has also plunged about 400,000 people in the Tigray region into famine. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote.